So I just woke up. It's like almost 8 o'clock p.m. I've been sleeping on and off for a couple of hours. Some of you know I have like some severe allergy issues. And I'm having another one where I keep getting hives and I don't know what it's from. So I've been on a steady diet of water because I think it's a food allergy. So water for like a week and a half now. And it's made me crabby. And it's made me tired. And I have to work early. And the start time will come so quickly and the shift will take forever to go by. And I feel like it's going to be another sleepless night. Because I get out at 2 o'clock tomorrow, and then I'm off for a couple of days, and I get to see my sister, and I haven't seen her in so long, and I'm excited. And I'm kind of hungry, but I'm kind of lazy, so I also don't want to get up and get a snack. Also, I've already been sleeping, so like, I don't want to eat. I just, like, have you ever had that where you don't want to eat, but you want food because it sounds good, not because you're hungry. It's just like, oh, that sounds good. I could eat that right now. I'm so comfortable. I'm cuddled up under 3 blankets with 9 pillows in the bed with me. And it's so nice. It's okay, right? I work hard. I deserve to be lazy at bedtime. So, I'm thinking about my days off with my sister and things that I want to accomplish, and sometimes I fall into the trap of having to get things done because it's 2 days, you know, where I come home and don't do anything because I'm being lazy, like, justifying it, like, oh, I worked all day, I'll do it tomorrow, or I have to work early, I don't want to do anything tonight. Or I fall into the other trap where I don't want to do anything because I worked all week and I only have 2 days off. It's like, damn it, can't I just do a little bit of both every day? Nope. No, I can't. It's fine. But my mind is constantly moving, even when I'm sleeping. I have this journal that I keep next to up, and I just write random things down. Sometimes they'll make sense later in the day, sometimes they never do. But it's interesting to know what's on your mind when you don't have anything on your mind, you know? When you're dreaming. I love dream interpretation books. That say, like, if you dreamt about this, it means this. If you dreamt about a snake, it means popsicles are your favorite only in the color orange. Like, some of them are on point, and some of them are like, what the hell? Where do you get this information? I don't know if you can hear the creaking. That's people walking around above me. Like real people, not like the ghosts that live with me. Just, those are the real ones. The ghosts are quieter. Anyway, so dream interpretation. I was fascinated by it. I wanted to know what everything meant. I wanted to learn. I was so hungry to learn about it. Human psychology. Dreaming is the key to your subconscious. And I read so many things, so many books, and everybody thinks that, well, excuse me, I can't say everybody thinks, that would mean that he's not, and I feel that people have a
misconception about him. He might be a genius. But with Freud, where everything is sex, everything is, like with him, if you dream about a cow, it means that you want to have a sexual relationship with your mother because you're dreaming about a milk-producing mammal. That bothers me. I don't believe that. I believe sometimes a cow is just a fucking cow. I mean, I don't want to have sex with my mom. I dream about cows. So, I don't know. But I discovered that sometimes dreams are just dreams, and it's all these little pieces of everything you know and everything you don't, and everything you wonder about, just kind of mixed together like a quilt. Just segments, just portions, not enough to make anything in particular on its own, but altogether it's something that makes a whole. I think that's what a dream is. I think a dream is just a patchwork of bits of what we've collected from ourselves and left over from other, you know? I think it's so interesting. God, sounds like they're dragging bodies around up there. Maybe they are. I feel like you're dreaming about cows, you sicko. I'm gonna put you in this fucking box. Oh no, I'm next. If you don't hear from me again, send help. Nah, they won't get rid of me. I'm the one that does all the shoveling. Huh. So at least I'll be here till spring. Anyway. 7 minutes, and what have I talked about? All the good stuff. Can you hear her? She's singing too. Oh, that's funny. Anyway. So sometimes I'll wake up and I won't remember my dreams at all, and then it'll hit me in the middle of the day what it was, what it was about. Or I'll be driving to work and I'll see like a person or a car or something just somewhere close by, and I'm like, oh, I dreamt about that. And I think that's so cool. The little glimpse in there. Maybe it's too much Benadryl. Or maybe I'm finally actually losing it. Who can tell? Are you gonna write my story when I'm gone? I promise. I might sound like I'm drunk or a junkie, but I'm not. I'm just here until I'm not, if that makes sense. Anyway, if you made it to the end of this incoherent mess, say hi. I do love comments. I really do. Anyway, tell me something. Tell me what's on your mind. I love hearing from you.